This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The rookie, Mariani, defense.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's the seam. He gets by Prater, and through he goes. Up the bracelet, Nate Jones. That is a touchdown for Tennessee. 98 yards. What a play.
That's got to be Kevin Harlan on CBS, right? Man, how about that? Dude could fly.
That's right.
Mason, could he beat you in a foot race?
For sure.
Yeah.
And he's a pickleball player. So
let's go.
Let's get this guy on.
I'm going to pickleball. There's a pickleball event going on next week here in Milwaukee.
A grand opening.
17 courts they got at this indoor spot.
That's going to crush it there in Wisconsin. Yeah, the best idea ever.
I am excited for that, no doubt about it. Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, Mark Mariani. Mark, thanks so much for jumping on the show.
Man, I appreciate you guys, man. I didn't know I was going to be getting gassed up like that with that intro. So, Mason, I don't know about that. I barely could beat Prater in a foot race, so I don't like my chances against the great one up in Lambeau Field.
That's right.
I'm not sure about that.
Hey, but you did. You ran by him. You got by him. But so whenever you were coming out, what was your 40 time? Because we just the Packers just signed Mecole Hardman, obviously a 4-3 guy. Like, he's going to be return specialist probably for them. Do some wide receiver stuff. But what was your 40 time coming out, Mark?
I think I had I didn't go to the combine, but pro day.
See, combine, you got all those worthless. Hands.
Yeah, exactly. You got all those hand times. I was a 4.42 guy. I was never a 4.3 Mecole guy.
That's pretty fast.
But you mentioned the returners, man. Long live the returners. They tried to do away with the kickoff, and we're holding on for dear life. So
exactly.
I mean, as a special teamer, a guy who every roster I ever made was on as a return man, and so. It scared me when the kickoff was about to go away, so they saved it for a little bit. We'll see how the future holds up.
Yeah, they're changing it. They're trying to eliminate it. I'm gonna read. You have a like well, I guess it's Oilers and Titans franchise record of most kick return yards in a single season of 1,530 in 2010. The most kickoff returns in a season as well, 61 kickoff returns. Like, that is crazy thinking about that in today's age. Mecole Hardman, now going to the Packers, had, what, 5 kickoff returns all of last year?
Yeah, for 130 yards.
For 130 yards? That is insane.
Oh, my gosh, man. Yeah, and I'll tell you, you were you know all about this, Mace, but I mean, I got shot out of a cannon my rookie year, make it to the Pro Bowl, and then the lockout happens.
And that's
so
right.
And it was my second year, and then they move the kickoff up 5 yards, and I mean, it was like, all of a sudden, it was, as much as I was celebrating, I was just deflated after that, and so... I mean, it felt like a personal shot. You know, they didn't want the kick returners
they
doing any more
handle
damage.
The smoke.
Yeah, you were giving. Yeah, it was too much juice.
That's what it was. Too much juice. That's what it was, man. So, yeah, I just held on after that. But yeah, that was a good year. But as everybody knows out there, when you have too many kick returns, you know, you might be giving up too many points as well. So who knows? There's a fine balance.
That's a good point.
There.
Exactly. And that's, you know, and they don't want to see the kickers. You know, there are only a few of us that go out there and try to stick a returner. Like, you know, I always called it the kicker, like, zero gravity, like, attempt at a tackle. And my good friend, I gave him a hard time. I've given it to him to his face. Ryan Longwell was the king of that. Like, he would, like, collapse within his body and, like, try to sweep the legs.
Like, love it. That's not what you're paid to do, man. I respect that.
Right.
Respect
There's 10
it.
Other guys running down there. They're like paid to go tackle. We just, you know, I put the ball down there and let everyone do their job.
That's right. I feel that. No one blames you. You guys are built for other things.
That's right. All right, we got Mark Mariani on the Mason Crosby Show. So we also got to talk about, you were a Chicago Bear for a few years, and it's funny you mentioned that, because like in 2014 when they changed that rule, you only had 20 kickoff return attempts in that year.
Yep.
But still for 510 yards, like, you know, not bad there as well. So that was I mean, it was crazy when they changed that. But What did you think about the Chicago Bears organization? You know, since you're on the radio show in Packer country.
Well, if you don't mind, a little glory story here on this fine morning.
Give it to us.
I actually grew up a massive cheesehead. My whole family is from Wisconsin. The Lamers bus line is my crew.
I did not know.
Nice.
I did not know
shout
that.
Out, shout out to all the Lamers up in, still, we got them all over the place. Rhinelander, Manitowoc, all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was, I mean, I was a diehard back in the day, and then the Chicago Bears started writing the checks, and your loyalties changed pretty quickly.
yep.
But the glory story is this. I came back, when I was with the Titans, I was injured when we played at Lambeau, but I came back and played the Packers on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, I remember this night.
The night they retired my hero's number. In the stadium.
That was the worst night ever. It was raining and cold.
Yeah, it was the worst weather. Sleet. I mean, I wish it was snowing. It was just sleety and nasty. But, and all my, I mean, dude, I don't know if you remember, but it was, Brett Favre was getting his number retired. So, I mean, everybody was there. Bart Starr and, Donald Driver. I mean, everybody was out on the field at halftime. And I'm a return man, so I come out of the tunnel early, and I just, my jaw was on the floor. And then... The Bears, somehow, some way, for I think the only second time in like 15 years, get the W on Thanksgiving night. And your boy got the game ball that night. I think I had like 3 or 4 catchers or something mediocre,
three for 35 and two punt returns for 7 yards.
It was a sloppy, nasty game.
Oh,
and
it was gross.
I think they moved the chain. Something, one of those plays was a big play that either moved the chains or whatever, was the nail in the coffin. I don't even know why I got the game ball. But anyway, it was a big day for me at Lambeau Field. So,
well, I am surprised the whole team didn't get a game ball for beating us at Lambeau for the Bears. I mean, that's
assume. Never happens. Exactly. It never happens. It's like, if that's all we're celebrating, I mean, that's the thing with the Bears franchise, man. I love them, and I I respect the history. Wearing the C was one of the greatest honors of my life, honestly. But man, something's got to change up there, man. Something's got to change there on Lake Michigan. We gotta get something going, and I don't know what it's going to take for that franchise to win. But I was in that city when the Blackhawks and the Cubs both won the That's championship, fun. And I know for a fact that Chicago may burn to the ground if the Bears ever come back and win a Super Bowl. So I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I think that fan base is ready. So you guys have had the upper hand, to say the least, for the past few decades.
Fourth quarter, 7:38 left to go. Bears facing a 3rd and 10 from their own 35. Jay Cutler passes over the middle to Mark Mariani for 21 yards, giving the Bears a first down and chopping up another 3 minutes off the clock in that drive.
There you go.
Yeah, something ugly.
Packer killer.
Something ugly. Yeah, right. But that game meant a lot to me, man, for the family. And
did you have family there that
grandpa,
night?
My grandpa had just passed away. I had my whole family. I mean, we were my entire family was wearing – you know, Packers gear underneath one Bears layer. So, but I mean, it was epic. I mean, trust me, I my first game ever I went to in the NFL was, you know, at Lambeau Field. It was
that's awesome.
That place was near and dear to my heart and still is. So I'm wearing the blue, the navy and orange now, but trust me when I tell you, I still have a lot of hours logged watching the Cheeseheads. So
hey, we're gonna have to venture up from Nashville and go watch a game together up there. I want to go and experience tailgating and doing all of that at some point. And my brother says he's gonna lead me around. I'm sure Tommy and Mitch would be happy to lead us around.
I mean,
that space as well.
We love but Reese, but I'm not sure like Reese can learn from us.
I don't know.
Too.
Reese is we could all learn from each other, but yeah, Reese is very well versed in the in that experience. He's been doing it since he was 18 years old, 17 years old, cruising up there. So he knows what he's doing as well.
Be careful, Mason. That sounds like a binding agreement that you just made with me, and I'm going to hold you to that now.
Right,
I mean, I want to go tailgate with Reese at Lambeau one of these days, and so you just sign him up for a long day, man. I'll tell you what.
I'm ready for it. All right, we got Mark Mariani on the Mason Crosby Show, former Tennessee Titan, former Chicago Bear, and former Montana Grizzly. So we got to talk about this game coming up against our Badgers. So
the Badgers are 17.5 point favorites. So everybody knows.
Hey, listen. Listen, there is absolutely, I'm telling you this right now, there is zero chance that they beat the Montana Grizzlies by 17.5 points. There is zero chance.
That's your betting line, all right.
I actually
agree. Do not let the boys get hot. You guys,
I mean,
just real quick, I got to put this plug out there. You guys know the Money Williams story?
No, I don't.
I don't think so.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, here's the deal. Well, first of all, as the scouting report goes, Money Williams, 15 games ago, he's our best player. Money Williams, 15 games ago, they brought him off the bench, right, to be the sixth man. He plays starter minutes, but he's skilled. They put him in at crunch time. He closes the door. He's an absolute baller. But the Grizz played at Tennessee to start the year this year, and he dropped 30 on the Vols. Right?
I actually remember that game. So my wife is a huge Vols fan, so I remember that. I remember some dude from Montana dropped 30 on them.
Well, it's kind of a bittersweet story. So a year ago, he lost his mom and his dad in like a very short amount of time. He got injured. He was about to quit basketball. So he's to go take care of, he's got brothers and sisters at home. And I think what happened is they told the story on the broadcast, and Vol Nation, the VFLs, absolutely blew up his GoFundMe page.
That's
and
so cool.
It is very cool. I think it's like over 150 grand now, or somewhere in the 150,000 range, and I just checked. But anyway, it's an unbelievable story. He's our best player. He's coming off the bench. And since he's been coming off the bench, we're 14-1 in our last 15. So, I mean, listen, the boys are riding high going into Denver, I'll tell you that.
All right, so are you predicting a Montana win, or are you just thinking they're going to cover
close
that
game
spread?
here's the deal.
Oh, okay.
When I throw money on the table, listen, when I throw, you're giving 17 and a half points. We don't want them, baby. We don't want 17 and a half. We're hammering that plus 1,000 money line.
Yeah.
There's no consolation prize in March Madness. Come on, baby. The Grizz are coming to get after it. We're deep. We're nasty. We got a bunch of shooters. Now, listen, I don't know anything about the Badgers scouting report. I think an issue for us is going to be in the paint and getting rebounds. Mm-hmm. But we got like four or five guys that can light it up outside. Do not let those boys shoot. Do not let the boys get hot. We're veteran. Our point guard's a fifth-year starter. We're nasty.
I think you are a little height challenged. I will agree with that, looking at your starting five and your rebound numbers this season. But you've got great balance. Four guys in double figures and two other guys who average nine a game. That's six guys who can all fill the basket.
Man, what does Wisconsin have to look out for? Is this is this a run and gun? Like, because they're not real tall, so is this just a run and gun team? They're just going to be flying around the court.
Here's the deal. I tell you, Money Williams and our point guard Brandon Whitney, they are savages. But you're right. We're so balanced. We got five guys that average almost double figures, and anybody who shoots like that. Now, we are challenged height-wise on the inside, but our guards are all 6'4", 6'5". I mean, we're not one of these little teams running around out there. I mean, this team was built to play in March. I don't know. Listen, I'm fully drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, I am full-on, you know, maroon and silver here, but I just think we're going to make some noise, man. And if the Badgers are built like they have been historically, where they just bruise you on the inside and power you down, we might have an issue. But I'm telling you, we almost shot 50% for the game from the 3-point line in the Big Sky Championship. We scored something like 94 points against the number one defense in the Big Sky. So I just don't let them get hot. Tell the Badgers, do not let these boys shoot, man. They're gonna pass it around. They're unselfish. They just don't care. Money Williams will hit you for 30, and then Brandon Whitney will come in, who just won the MVP of the Big Sky Tournament, will come in, fifth-year guy. I mean, listen, all around the perimeter. So I know nothing about the Badgers, and it doesn't matter. That 17 points is for the Birds.
I love it. I told you, get me like Mark Mariani, eye on the enemy. I mean, he is Montana.
He
like
is.
Sports, university through and through.
Yeah. Listen, we don't mess around. We're not coming to the tournament for consolation prizes to cover the spread. All right, so you know if I can't come on here and have faith in my boys, I'm lost, man.
Mark, I'm going to read you this from the Athletic article that came out either yesterday or today about the Badgers. Wisconsin just played four games in 4 days at the Big Ten tournament, including the title game late on a Sunday afternoon. They now have to head to Denver for an 11:30 a.m. local tip-off on Thursday at elevation against a team that won't have to switch time zones. That sounds...
Come on!
Oh, man.
Give it to me!
Man, Mark, I wish I was going to be in town
so I
could watch this game with you. Yeah, I want to watch this game with you and just get electric. This would be unbelievable.
I got a couple screws loose, you know that. But here's the deal. So correct me if I'm wrong, though, too. Are the Badgers, do you have one superstar who's a
Tanji?
John Tanji is a great 3-point shooter. He was awful in the Big Ten championship game, but he was amazing in the Big Ten semifinals against Michigan State. But he's their stud shooter and can get to the rim and is like top three in the country in free throw percentage as well. So when he gets to the line, he makes his free throws.
Oh, sickos. Well, listen, I'm always a believer in, you know, because especially being in SEC country, it's rubbed off on me. But when you have teams that go through the SEC, whether it's basketball or football or baseball, whatever, you're proven and you're built for these moments. And I'm sure that the Big Ten's just as nasty this year as it always has been. But that does not take away from the boys, man. We are ready to rock. And I'm telling you, Coach DeJour, he built this team for these moments, dude. I'm telling you, we're We're going to be nasty. We're going to be a tough out.
You know what I'm sad about now, Mason?
And do not take the 17.5. I'll tell you that much.
I'm so hyped for this game now. Mason, I am so hyped.
Mason, you know what I'm bummed about now? I'm bummed that one of these teams has to lose.
I know.
Mark has made me a Montana fan now.
Seriously.
Why can't they be playing somebody else and I can cheer for them?
I know. Exactly. It's brutal. It's brutal. Well, hey, listen. You don't have to cheer for the boys, but you can cheer for Money Williams and that story. I want to keep spreading that word. You can look up what he did. But, dude, the Vols were number one in the country for a minute. He dropped 30 on those boys. And how about this? If this isn't a story of unselfishness, and this is what DeCure, the coach, said after the Big Sky tournament, but you take a guy like that, arguably their best player, best scorer, one of the best in Grizz history, and you tell him, hey, you're coming off the bench. It's a weird thing, and I don't even know why they did it. I don't follow it like every single game in and out, but coming off the bench as the best player and then playing basically starter minutes, and you got guys that are going, and then he goes for 30, you know, 4 games ago, and they're spreading it around. They do not care at all who puts the ball in the basket. I mean, they're just a veteran team that's unselfish and plays defense. So if I was the Badgers, I'd be on the lookout, man.
Hey, Mark, I was not worried about this game until this moment.
Mm-hmm. No,
you put that fear. I love it. You brought the eye on the enemy. You brought that juice. Mark, man, I really appreciate you jumping on. We are going to have to go to break. But, hey, if anyone listening is moving to the Nashville area, Mariani's your guy. He's realtor extraordinaire. He helped us with our move and our home purchase here. So, if you need anybody, just give Mark Mariani a call. He's transitioned to being a real estate mogul now in Nashville.
No, thanks for the plug, man. I appreciate you. We won't be enemies after Thursday at tomorrow at noon. So, hit me up if anybody needs anything. But thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for gassing me up. And we'll see how this one goes, man. We'll have to follow up on Friday.
All right. You're going to be – we're going to call you whenever Packers are playing the Bears and Packers are playing Titans because we need that juice, that eye on the enemy.
I'm in. I'm always ready.
Punt returners are always a little crazy. You got to be crazy to be able to like catch that ball when someone's about to blow you up. So,
dude, screws loose, man. Screws
I love
loose,
it.
For sure.
Mark, thank you so much for taking
the
time today.
Appreciate you.
Y'all take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Later.
You as well. Mason, I'm not judging you or anything right now, but like you got to hang out with that guy more.
I see him. I see him quite a bit. So,
and we need pictures, is what I'm saying.
I wish I was in town. I would go watch the game with him, and we would just live stream as we're just fighting. We'd probably start wrestling.
There'd be a headlock.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Mark Mariani joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, punt returner, wide receiver for the Titans and the Bears. And, of course, the Montana Grizzlies, so giving us a little preview of what's going to happen tomorrow. 12:30 Central Time as the Wisconsin Badgers take on Montana. I know you can't wager on the Badgers at Pottawatomie, but you can in Illinois. I don't know. I kind of might lay a if you could go to Pottawatomie. I might lay some coin on Montana. He just got me so fired up. He's probably wrong.
I mean, the biggest Badger hater of all time, Mitch.
Dude, it's 17.5.
Mark Etz going all the way.
Mark, did you not listen to Mark Mariani?
I did.
Do your ears not work?
All right, hey, let's get on. We'll continue this after the break. But let's get to a break so
I've
we don't run into
man.
Andrew Branstra.
All right, let's do it.
Coming on at 10 o'clock.
I've never heard a hype man like that. That was unbelievable.
Oh, I love it. He got you juice. Yeah, you're ready to go.
I am. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Schnellis. Tommy Wirtz is here. We're live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.